All right, so we're going. I don't have any sound effects this week.
So we just plow right into it. Plow right into the brick wall.
We're just going to start playing music.
The little drummer boy inside me squeals with delight at that song. You know? I dug that.
Yeah, that was cool. The brushes and the and the violins.
And the slightly funky timing.
I kept waiting for someone to start singing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it seems like it's not going to be an instrumental song, but then it just is.
I haven't listened to too much of their stuff. They only have two songs up. That was Mrs. Chan and Mr. Chow. Am I wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
According to my spreadsheet...
According to the mainframe, they hail from, Mitch, say it with me, Paris, France.
France. Oh, boy. Dorky Fever. We got a French episode. Yeah. All French bands today, people.
Yeah, we've been wanting to do this Woo-hoo! For a few weeks. A few weeks now. Because we came across a few French, lovely French singing ladies a while ago, and we're like, man, France has some pretty cool stuff coming out. It started to scratch a little deeper. And we came across just oodles more.
Yeah, so we actually have quite a bit of music here. We should probably just get into it. Get into some more stuff. This is something from the Bow Band.
I gotta leave.
That cracked me up. That cracked me up. Yeah. How did you find them?
I mean, I was they're actually really popular on MySpace. I just looked around on the top artists. Yeah.
It's like if Kraftwerk and Syphil and Ollie had a bastard child, you get that. That was so good.
And the picture on their profile is like this hand puppet. Like,
and it sings along with no matter what song you're playing. Yeah, it's exactly. Perfectly lip synced. Yeah.
Exactly.
Man, I'm into it. I got to mail that to all my friends. They're going to be into it too.
So everyone was into our show last week, Dan. Did you see all
I was into comments? Our show last week.
Yeah. That's good. We should do it on Fridays more often.
Yeah.
We got the Sunday slow vibe going on right now.
It's a Sunday and you've been inside all day long.
And it's hot and stinky.
Yeah.
But yeah, it looks like we got some Kiwis interested.
That's not derogatory, is it? Mitch, to call someone from New Zealand a Kiwi.
Well, I don't know. Andy from New Zealand says, "Woo! New Zealand represent, two Kiwis listening to this show and counting."
So I guess it's all right.
I guess it's okay.
All right. Well, yeah. Big ups to the Kiwis. We love y'all.
I'm gonna start calling myself a Yank, I think.
That's cool in my book.
Yeah.
That's totally cool. Although it means a little something else out here.
I'm kind of gonna reappropriate the word, you know, and change it.
Yeah, take ownership.
You know,
be proud. You know, it's different than calling yourself honky.
Yeah, that just doesn't work.
No, don't do that. Yeah. So, dude, in the searching for all our French music today,
yeah,
I came across some odd stuff.
What'd you get?
Well, first I ran into Francois Hardy. She's classic, and I mean classically beautiful and classic musician, 1960s flower child kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And she blew my mind. I actually never heard any of her music before, but in finding her, I found a deep, deep throbbing vein of like revitalized 1960s pastiche psychedelic French music. A lot, unfortunately, the vast majority of the stuff I found was nothing for download.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing. I think the French, wee bit stingy on the downloads. Yeah. I had a hard time finding places that would let you download some free tracks. At first, I was only hunting for...
Well, they were pretty late on the whole iTunes train, weren't they?
Mm.
Wasn't Germany ahead of them?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
No idea. But I get I don't know, maybe all the people I was looking at are signed to major labels and they don't want to be given away for free. Mm-hmm. Or maybe they just, I don't know, not into the whole...
Well, so let's play the Francois Hardy track, and then was there another one that you wanted to play, or just that one
from the 60s? Psychedelic? Yeah. That's the only psychedelic 60s French music.
Let's check it out.
Sans joie et plein d'ennuis. Tous les garçons et les filles de mon âge savent très bien ce qu'aimer veut dire. Et les yeux dans les yeux, et la main dans la main, ils s'en vont amoureux, sans peur du lendemain. Oui, mais moi, je vais seul par les rues, l'âme en peine. Oui, mais moi, je vais seul.
That's how I want to hear French.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't understand what you were saying.
Not a damn word. Yeah. I mean, you don't speak a drop, do you?
Bonjour.
Yeah, yeah. And I know like the requisite voulez-vous coucher avec moi. Yeah, yeah. Have a think about that.
Parlez-vous anglais?
Parlez-vous ted anglais, I think, is the correct grammar of that.
That's only if you're talking to grandmas.
Oh. It's the correct grandma of
like,
that.
You can say vous.
Oh, okay.
Vous is like, it's the casual form.
Are you talking complete shit?
No.
Yeah, okay.
No, you know how like in Spanish there's like tu and usted?
Uh-huh, yeah.
French, vous. It's vous.
I thought it was just vous. Oh, okay, so that's the casual.
Yeah.
Okay, whereas if we were talking to your great-grandmother.
Exactly.
It would be what?
Usted. Parlez usted.
Usted's Spanish. There's no usted doesn't exist in French.
But whatever. Oh, okay. So you were making it.
I was making it up.
See.
I'm pulling your chain.
Is there a formal form of vous?
Dude, you're asking the wrong guy.
Parlez-vous usted?
Parlez-vous usted. But dude, I love that sound of her voice in that. And mm-hmm. when I hear modern French music and the lyrics are really clear, I tend to have a little bit of a knee-jerk reaction of this doesn't sound right. But it's when you get like a heavy effect on the voice or a lo-fi effect and it dates it back to the 60s, then I feel like, it all makes sense.
Huh?
You don't follow me?
No.
Like, you know that girl Yell that I showed uh-huh. you the other time? Yep. That electro clash right. girl from Paris? Uh-huh. Speaking of which, I've written her about a dozen times asking her to give us a track and she ignores me. She's just, it's like I'm...
Maybe you're not writing in French.
Maybe I don't have a cute enough picture on my MySpace.
Are you writing
site.
In French?
No, I'm writing it in English, but there's something...
That's why.
You think? Well, what? Am I going to do the Babelfish translation, come across as an idiot?
It'd be better.
Okay, I'll give it a shot. Yell, we love you, and we want to play your song right back.
God.
But she does like
why don't
this,
you let us play your song? God.
She lets us, or I mean, she's got that awesome sort of electro clash like sound to her voice, and I think it sounds great. But when I hear just a unaffected French... It's probably just that I don't speak the language. It just sounds weird to me. It's just mm-hmm. I don't get it. Anyway.
Well, so how's your week been, Dan?
My week. A week of web work, and I'm not a web designer.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do web page for everything, and because I have to. I'm at this point. I got to do one for my company. I got to do one for the collective, the studio. Mm-hmm. And I got to do one for myself, and I'm just webbing it up.
Maybe this song from... Ed Bang Girl. Well, cheerio. Is that not like a completely random mix of different styles?
It is. The studio sounded like it was in some high class, or the bass sounded like it was in some high class studio. And like everything
yeah,
else,
that like slappy kind of yeah, that studio bass,
like
yeah.
the kind of bass you'd hear on the Beyond demo track for a Casio keyboard. And then there's the other, you know,
or
the
like,
banjo
or the bass line for like auditioning Peter Gabriel bass players.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And not the banjo. Then there was the slide guitar, which sounded lovely.
Well, I thought absolutely fabulous.
But yeah,
yeah,
that was
sort of like a banjo. I think
was
it was a banjo.
Are you sure that wasn't a slide? There was a. Might there have been a slide in there?
Well, you can put a slide on a banjo.
Oh, you know more than I do.
It's just a metal thing that you run across the strings.
Ah, gotcha. Yeah, that was interesting, though. Yeah. That was interesting. Who was that? We don't even know. No, I don't know.
No. Ed Banger.
Oh, Ed Banger. Right.
You have to say it like French.
Ed Banger.
Ed
Banger. Ed Banger. Swallow every syllable.
Ed Banger. I would like to buy a hamburger. Did you see the worst movie ever made?
No, I missed it.
The Pink Panther?
Oh.
The Steve Martin Pink Panther?
God, poor Steve Martin. When will he get it right? I swear he's talented somewhere. Somewhere deep in there, he's got talent.
He's done it right more than once.
Yeah, but not in the last 20 years.
Oh, dude. Dirty Rotten Scoundrels was brilliant.
Dirty Rotten Scoundrels was good, but that was what, early 90s?
Yeah.
Okay, so not in the last 15 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, poor guy. Did you see Bringing Down the House with Queen Latifah? That was on TV the other night.
No.
Oh, but that hurt. I was insulted in watching that movie.
I think he's better at drama than he is at comedy these days. Did you see Shop Girl?
No, I missed that.
That was good. He wrote that. It was okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that's a little more interesting. I heard that was his, like, that was sort of, you know, poor man's second place attempt at Lost in Translation. So I didn't even bother seeing it. That was the review that I sort of got like assembled. Well, that was the amalgamated review of a million people.
Well, Lost in Translation was different
because
it was sort of, you know, Lost in Translation had that whole like they were in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Like this takes place in L.A. English speaking people in L.A. Like,
yeah, but again, it's the old man young girl relationship.
Right, but both stories are about more than that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was, I mean, there were some similarities to that, but, I actually saw this play that Steve Martin wrote that I really liked called, Picasso at the La Pena Gil.
Oh, did you see that? I missed it.
Yeah.
That got great reviews.
It was awesome.
Really?
So I think he might be a better writer than he is, comedy.
Steve Martin, if you're listening, don't do another movie with Queen Latifah. It's just that there's no chemistry. I don't think you guys quite get each other.
Yeah, or Beyonce. Beyonce is just as bad. Okay? Stay away from the R&B.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be all right.
Mm-hmm.
So, man. What else we got?
You tell me.
We're flying through the tunes today.
Well, we got a lot to play. We got a whole eight.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned, we're going to cut it down next time because we're squeezing out listener recommendations, which we need to have.
I know.
I like those listener
recommendations. I'm really sorry, you guys. I'll get back to it. But I'm not getting as many as I used to. I think it's because I sometimes play them. Or I guess I pretty much always play at least one listener track.
Yeah, no. It's always on your
agenda. Here's a hint, guys. If you're listening, I would much rather play a track from somebody who's already a listener or whose friend is a listener than to just get this form mail. I thought your podcast was interesting and I was hoping maybe you would be willing to play me on your show. Like that's just bland and dumb. And like, I'm probably not even going to listen when I get emails like that.
Cause Mitch, you're a busy man.
I'm a busy guy. And if there isn't some kind of personal, you know, write a good cover letter is all I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. So it can get past your PA and into your inbox.
You know? Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
On that note, let's play some more music. Thank you.
hunting for the French songs today. And I thought, you know, he really, a lot of the hunting I was doing, I'd keep coming across electronic people. And there was very little, I thought, quality.
It's a totally
independent
different
rock.
Thing than, yeah. No, and they don't do that.
They don't. Yeah. They really don't. I couldn't find much. There's one band, if we get to it today, that is a little bit like that, that I found. But I found a lot of stuff that was very electronic, and that was my favorite because it's mellow. It's got the pop. It's very natural to me, even though it's very synthetic at the same time. I feel like I'm hanging out next to a digital stream or something.
Yeah. But a lot of what I was finding too was like, yeah, I mean, that was actually rare. That was sort of like another sort of Sigur Rós, you know, Tom York kind of cool, mellow, electronic, interesting band. But like, a lot of the electro stuff I was finding was like, you know, really hard, like industrial kind of grind, like grindcore. Like
Stuff. I'm not into that personally. It's rare where I'm going to be like, ooh, that's good. But it's...
Yeah, you might have to be on drugs in order to appreciate that.
Perhaps, and actually engulfed in the environment.
Yeah.
In the environment. But you were saying while we were talking about the vast quantity, this show included, of music, we just go flying through, independent music, we're just going flying through.
Yeah. It's, I mean, every show, there's like, you know, six like songs, and they're all bands that, for the most part, I haven't heard of. I just found it like looking around, you know?
Yeah. And when I first started listening, that was why I loved the show, because every show I'd get three bands that I'd really want to check out further. And I'd keep this little sticky note on my computer, and I'd write them down when I hear them. And it grew from like a list of 10 to about a list of 300. Right. And I'm slowly trying to go through this sticky note, trying to like...
Right. That's the problem.
Figure it's out
like,
what
I don't know if people are actually taking... I sort of have this thing where I'll only play one song from a band because I don't want to like...
over pimp them.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think there's so many great underground bands out there. I don't want to give one band too much.
Yeah, you don't want to pimp them
exposure.
Wrong. Yeah.
But then on the other hand, like, I'm not really giving people a chance to because for me, like, I don't tend to pick up an album from a band unless I've heard it from three different places.
Mm.
You know, like if I've heard it from like a, you know, radio station or a podcast and then a friend, like then, like, from once I've got
dude,
three...
Dude, you have a little Google algorithm going on inside your head. It's like the number of people linking to it,
well,
like, raises it on the list.
Because there's so much.
Yeah.
There's so much flying around, you know? And you just don't have time to, like, to actually, like, research a band and to take the time to listen to their whole album unless, you know, there's a good chance it's going to be... pretty good.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, you said,
and you
actually
can't tell that from just one song.
The other week you said that about Yell, because like I mentioned it to you a while ago, someone else mentioned it to you, and then and then all of a sudden, like after the third person mentioned it to you, it popped up on your radar.
Yeah.
And it's like, I gotta check this out.
Yeah.
Yell, don't forget to call us. We want to hear from you.
Well, I mean, if I'm looking for it for the show, that's different. Like, I don't need, you know, I just need something that kind of sounds cool.
Yeah, but that, like, true.
But if it's like gonna, you know, if I'm gonna go get the album or try and find it somewhere, then
Well, my argument is that a lot of people, especially our listeners, are hunting for the fresh stuff, and if you're actively hunting for the fresh stuff, then you're not going to give it anything more than 5 seconds of your time. It's like shopping through the supermarket, you know, like each thing gets 3 seconds of like analysis time, and then you're on to the next thing, so it better hit you
right,
it better ring
right. But
way.
if my show or our show is one of the three, you know, sources that somebody hears about a band from, and then that kicks it in for them to go get the album, then it's worth it for me, you know.
Yeah. And you see that on our comments posts, actually, on the comments posts on the Notes Underground site from some people.
Yeah.
You really do.
Yeah, some people, they're like, dude, this band is great.
Yeah. Thanks for hooking us up. Yeah. Yeah, so. But it's funny, dude. Music's becoming such a disposable thing, like the sticky note itself.
Yeah. Well, I think that once MP3s came into play and people were able to get them for free,
it's like tissues.
It's no longer as valuable as it once was.
It's like sperm. There's a million, but only one does the trick.
Yeah. Exactly.
Sorry.
On that note, how about some hard electro? Yeah.
Some boot stomping action.
It's some samples. Did you hear Soul Wax? Have you heard of them?
No.
That was that.
This is the excuse that we're making. There were a lot of samples. There was another one I recognized in there, but I couldn't pin it down.
Yeah.
But I like their use of it. It was good.
Yeah.
It was a lovely collage. That's a French word. Collage.
Collage. Collage.
Collage. No, I think I'm hearing it. Yeah, at the end. You're still in Italy, Mitch.
Collage. Yeah, but they, but the band calls it medley.
Medley?
Yeah.
What's the difference? A medley is actually lamer. Yeah, yeah. A medley is like Sublime did some pretty crappy medleys back in the day. It's just like.
Sort of Barry Manilow.
Yeah. Yeah. All songs in the same key, go right into the next one.
Or do a key change.
Ooh.
In the middle of a medley.
That's mixing it up.
Yeah. Sting does some of that too.
Man, the day of the medley is over. I'm announcing it here, and you heard it on Notes Underground first. Medleys are dead. Collage is where it's at.
Collage.
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 Let's ask our listeners. I dare you to send us a medley, a good medley.
Maybe we should do it. We should do a medley podcast.
I don't know if my powers are that strong.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to find some medleys.
Yeah. Well, you know, let the listeners show us what we're missing. I say, let the minions do the work. I'm sorry, I didn't mean minions.
Oh,
I meant
damn.
Our beloved.
You just said the wrong thing.
I stupid.
Womp.
So that was who, back at it. Who was that?
Justice. Yeah.
Justicia. Where are they from? Do you know?
Agropoli.
They're from
Paris.
Yeah, in Gay Paris.
France.
Yeah. Vive la French bread and French fries and French dressing. This is the French
show. Grand French Kiss.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we love it.
Can you imagine if there was no France and we were still just doing chicken pecks?
God. Our loving would be so much less passionate.
I know.
Yeah. God. But, you know, I'm concerned, dude, if I ever get married. I've been going to a lot of weddings lately, and I've been seeing, you know, you may kiss the bride, that part. Uh-huh. And where do you draw the line at kissing and making out? Because if you don't give tongue at that point, then it's kind of prudish and a little bit lame at the wedding.
That. I don't think you need to slip the tongue.
Well, it needs to be low-key.
There's
got to
be some heart to it.
Yeah, exactly.
It can't just be like a...
Yeah, I guess you can't really see the jaws opening.
Yeah, that's
too much.
So, everyone's like, okay,
yeah,
thanks,
mm-hmm.
Exhibitionists.
Exactly, but it's a fine line. It's a fine line.
So we got two more. You're dying to hear this one that you were just talking about.
Pocket from Paris, France.
Put it in your pocket.
This is the one indie track that I found that I thought was really good.
Let's check it out. Mm.
You are waving at me. It's falling down, and I can hardly see your face behind the concrete walls, reflecting in the train windows that are living. Ooh, don't call it long. Sparkling in the clouds, stuck in the plane that never goes back to land. Ooh, wouldn't call it confidence. You know the story. I'm not shy anymore. I'll wait until we're together. Till that day I lie. Till that day I'll try. Ooh,
What'd you think of that?
I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
It's a little cheesy, production wise.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I do. I thought it was a lovely little something to put in my pocket and take with me.
I get breathy vocals get me a little, sometimes they get me down.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I'm a little bit of a sucker for them.
Like Toad the Wet Sprocket, can't handle it.
Well, of course not. That was eons ago. You don't want to handle that. No one wants to handle that. You won't touch that with a barge pole.
But even when it was popular, I couldn't do it.
Well, it was a good reference. But,
yeah, that was good.
Yeah, I'm impressed. Put that one in my pocket too. There was a bit of a little electronic thing going on in there too. And I don't know if I like this. Part of me thinks that I like this song because it was in English.
Yeah.
Even though it's a French group.
You can understand the lyrics.
Yeah, you can understand the lyrics a little bit and the sounds are familiar to me. Although I wouldn't be surprised if that song were in French, again, because of the highly affected vocals, if I would have thought it was just as good.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, it's funny how I think, you know, because English is so pervasive, people like who don't speak English know the words to Hotel California, for example, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm.
And like, for whatever reason, like, I think, you know, like people who don't speak English are, you know, somehow able to appreciate English music.
Well, perhaps.
But like, it doesn't always go the other way. Like Americans, especially like are just sort of like, well, I can't understand it. So
yeah. But I think that if they do latch onto it and it's a foreign language you can't speak, it's because the vocals, choice of words and the way it's sung really act as another instrument that belongs, that fits right in. Whereas if the vocals really kind of stand out separate from the music and it's in another language, you're just going to be like, I don't get it.
Right.
But if it really melodically goes with the music, I think you could really
latch onto it. Hotel California.
Yeah, like Hotel California, I could say.
It's a very melodic sort of vocal.
And whether you know the words or not, it fits really well. Like there's, what's that one song by Sublime where he sings in Spanish? There are a couple, but no importa que se arriban porque todas se quitaran. And he goes on and on and on. I know all the lyrics to that one.
Uh-huh.
It's in Spanish. I speak un poquito Spanish,
right.
I love that song and I know the whole thing. And I think it's, again, because it goes so well with the
what
song.
What do you think it is about an artist that can cross that language divide, though? Because I think Sublime, you're right. Like Sublime is one example. And then, you know, there's others. I'm drawing a blank right now, but mm-hmm. I mean, there's plenty of others too that where, you know, Americans actually who don't speak that language do sort of grab onto it. Like,
Ooh, Gasolina, that song. I love the Gasolina song.
I don't know.
You don't know that one?
I don't know.
How did you miss that one?
Gasolina.
Big hole in your pop culture, repertoire there.
No, but Manu Chao is sort of like that, right? Like tons of Americans like Manu Chao. And, you know, half of his lyrics are, like, probably two-thirds of his lyrics are in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think it takes to cross that divide? What is it? You're saying it's the instrumentation that the voice has to be.
I do.
Sort of like an instrument.
Exactly. Exactly. And the sounds of the words have to fit in well with the sounds of the music, which is a way that
if you speak the language, you don't hear it that way. Musicians that do that, and it doesn't cross that divide.
But look at, like, the genre, you know, like, scat. You know,
yeah.
If you can sing scat, it's because you're good. Yeah, you're good at just coming up with the right sounds for the moment, and it's a vocal. Sure, the words mean nothing, but it could be another language, and it just fits really well, like another instrument. And if you look at vocalized music, you know, languaged music, and you look at scat, you should be able to. Your language music should be able to hold its own in a way, kind of like scat does.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
Well, yeah. I mean, for me, it's not as important as it is to other people. I'm actually, strangely, even though, like, lyrics are important to me, like, when I actually pick apart the lyrics, I can hate a song after I've actually thought it, like, picked them apart. But, like, some people I know, like Renica, for example, she'll hear something and second time she hears it, she already knows half the lyrics because she was listening. Like she was actually trying to digest what the vocalist was singing about. And I'm just like sort of listening, to the music as a whole.
Yeah, it's another layer. It's a whole
other
layer.
Some people are like all about the lyrics, and other people are just sort of like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. My friend Owen was really good at, he was like, Renegade, he could just like get the lyrics when none of us could understand what words were being said. He would get it. And then that would give us, you know, when he'd decipher, it would give us all like a whole nother, you know, mouthful to chew on, really, and figure out what was going on in there.
How funny is that when like half your life you think that the lyrics are something, and then like you're singing it and someone starts laughing at you. They're like, that's not what they're saying. You're such an idiot. Maybe that's only happened to me. Has that happened to anyone else out there?
Oh, dude, I think it's happened to all of us at one point or another.
Yeah, maybe. Well, I think it's time to wrap it up here. We've almost been going on for an hour again.
So
we got one last song,
and then au revoir.
Yeah. Well,
au revoir.
Let's just au revoir right now.
All right.
Peace out.